Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me.
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know. Is that right?
Anybody else?
Leash, was it?
Like, that is one of the most stupid questions.
Darius Vassell?
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome, 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 welcome along to the shadiest segment on a multiple of Irish platforms. It's the scintillating, splendido, stupefying, crappy quiz. Allow me to welcome our tonight's contestants. Our first contestant tonight can smell the freshly cut grass. He can sense the evenings getting longer. And he knows it's time for Operation Laundry Basket. That's right, on Sunday, when Meath take on Offaly and Navan, this contestant is going to be snuck into the Meath dressing room in a laundry basket. And surprise, he's fully togged off and on the bench. He's out there living the dream. Give it up for Tommy Rooney.
Hello, I'm in the wrong seat and I think Meath are playing the following week.
There you go. And Andy McAtee hasn't got a clue about our plan to smuggle you in. Who's this one for? In the seat beside me is a man who's buzzing because it's finally here. As he told us many times last year, he was booked as MC for the Travel with DB excursion to New York, and the big weekend is at long last on our doorstep. He's been practicing his Mayo GA jokes for months. He's been packing his bags for weeks. He's even made a checklist for sightseeing during his downtime in the Big Apple. Give it up for Nathan Nate Dogg Murphy. Shouldn't you have already flown out?
I should have, really.
Why aren't you? What, you're going to miss the...
Didn't get the call-up.
You're going to miss the event.
Didn't get the call-up.
What was the headline in the Mayo News this week?
Brady's Bunch.
So you're out of the loop.
Just texting him there. He said, where are you?
As the man
said,
says.
I'm sitting in Dublin. Thanks for the...
He texts you, where are you?
really? I was just making some arrangements for the weekend for other folk.
Kev,
generally.
Yeah. Do we know?
Do
we know what happened?
Side of the world.
Yeah. So we were all supposed to be doing a show over there. I got a phone call towards the end of last year, going, "Here, listen, we're just doing up some flyers for this. Can I put you down on it?" Oh yeah, of course. We'd happily do a show. Well, I'm not going.
Well, I think
I haven't heard that. I'm
not 100% sure, but I think David Brady expected that we would get to New York by ourselves.
Oh.
And we would be there, and then the show.
No,
sure,
he was bringing a plane, and there was seats for all of us.
He is. He has brought the plane. Unfortunately, there was no seats for us.
Did it go from Knock? Can I fly from that?
No, I don't think you can fly from...
Was Dublin... No. Was there a fly from Shannon as well?
Probably a fly from Shannon. Shannon would be closer. Can you fly from... There was definitely talk of being able to fly from Knock to New York.
For this game.
Oh, this is great radio, lads.
Just saying, it's a great airport.
Yeah, okay. No, it's not. Our final contestant tonight has taken up art recently. Coincidentally, he's also opened a body shop up in his garage. You better believe that phenomenal fee. He will spray paint your car in blue and navy with the line, Dublin, 5 in a row champs. Give it up for Phil Egan.
Didn't know where that was going.
No, me neither. I thought it was a different type of body shop going on.
With some tattoos.
Paint your body. Yeah. Or his for a fiver. How are you?
Good, yeah. Just painting the car.
That's about as lame as it's got from Owen in a while. He's obviously intimidated by the imminent 5 in a row.
He's been away for
I
a while.
Think he's just...
Phil is in Wicklow now, though, so he can't celebrate that.
Why not?
Because you're... I mean, come on.
Bray is... Like, part of Bray is in Dublin.
Whoever leaves Dublin...
Yeah.
I think there are people leaving Dublin.
We all come
are you
to
ashamed
Dublin?
To be from Dublin?
No, what's going on?
Wow.
I think did you get run out of town?
I was run out by our housing...
urban depopulation.
Has Sheehan gone big time? Is that the problem? He thinks he's some sort of international superstar.
Yeah, he's not even here tonight to criticise.
200,000 views and counting.
Did it make 200,000? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Should we have done more with that?
I don't know. He said this morning we should have, but what else could you do?
Well, obviously
did you get your man on who interviewed him?
No, he wouldn't do it.
His show was on St. Helens Arch. It was like a 3 a.m. show or something in Central Coast.
What?
Do like a crossover?
I think so, yeah. Kind of Brett. We could do, yeah. We'll try and get him on again next week.
Yeah, live.
What about his friend, the Uber guy?
That's our Uber right there.
Who's he?
Jason.
So I thought when...
Played Kennedy Cup soccer.
Oh, did he?
I think so, yeah.
All right, for DCU?
No, Kennedy Cup was like the under-14
regional. Oh, sorry, I thought it was...
Regional.
I'm thinking of Collingwood.
Collingwood, yeah.
Yeah.
I think he did, we'll get Jason on.
Yeah. That's our Uber, is a classic man. I actually thought he was saying, that's a river right there.
which would have kind of explained the content of the video.
I did really like the way, obviously they're being filmed for television, and he was so inebriated, he forgot about 10 seconds in, and was just like, there's our Uber. What's happening? Yeah, there's our Uber.
2 million. Right, podcast Crappy Quiz on iTunes, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, or better still, go over to offtheball.com and you can give us 5 out of 5, even if that doesn't represent your actual opinion, because let's face it, who gives their true opinion out on the internet for free these days. Yeah, you can send any questions you have via postcard to Crappy Quiz, Quizmaster off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane in Dublin 2? Round one is the boring question round, and as you all know, it's never multiple choice. Question one for you, Tommy. London's Championship begins this weekend with that incredible 23 campaign still in the memory. They won two games to get to the Connacht final that year. Who did they beat?
Incredible what campaign?
2013.
Who did they beat the Connacht final?
I just asked that question.
Sligo. And Galway?
Galway? London beat Galway?
Oh, it was Mayo they beat. Was it Leitrim? Was it Leitrim?
Yeah.
They played Mayo in the final, didn't they?
Yeah.
They got a fair old spanking.
Question one for you, Nathan. Ruby Walsh, a jockey, you might have heard of him, retired from racing this week after a remarkable career in the saddle.
Holy Jesus.
In what year did he ride his first Cheltenham winner? This is like a know your sport.
You see, he's been doing this. Quiz. He's been doing this.
Sheehan's been phoning this in.
20 years I've been doing this. 20 years. Which would put him back to, what was 20 years ago? 1999. 2001.
98, Alexander Banquet in the champion bumper.
Leo Matharoff.
John O'Shea, Phil, also announced his full retirement this week, having retired from international football.
Why didn't I get a Paul Flynn question?
Did he retire last week from international football?
No, from football. Yeah. He's going to give up already.
No, so having retired from international football last week is what it says here.
Not wrong.
Just saying, Owen Sheehan writes these questions. That's you can see him starring in a video near you. John O'Shea also announced his full retirement this week, having retired from international football last week. Can you remember who his last Ireland game was against?
USA.
Correct.
Right.
Should be last year, right?
Yeah.
Round two. It's one for Phil.
0-0.
0-0. Round two, the I love a good semi round. We're in the middle of the Champions League semi-finals and we may or may not have some cracking second legs coming up. But in the meantime, let's test your knowledge of some of the classics of the European semi-final genre. Question two for you, Tommy. A Champions League semi-final once brought out this classic commentary moment from Gary Neville. Who scored the goal?
Fernando Torres.
Fernando Torres for Chelsea in 2012.
It was really too easy.
It was, yeah. Question two for you, Nathan. I can't believe this. Luis Garcia famously scored that goal against Chelsea, or did he, in 2005 to send Liverpool to Istanbul. Can you name his 10 teammates that started the Champions League semi-final second leg? Because you wrecked our heads with your complaints. Hang on, I'm not finished.
This day 14 years ago.
Hang on a second, I'm not finished.
So it was.
Because you wrecked our heads with your complaints last time, we'll allow you to make one error.
Oh.
Too kind, Sheehan, too kind.
Very
I was
kind.
Watching this in an island in Fiji, and my memory might be hazy.
What were you doing in Fiji?
Watching a Liverpool match.
Were you there for long?
Relaxing. I was there for about 3 weeks, I think. No, just like 14. I was only like a young lad.
Who are you
early
with?
20s. Just went travelling.
On your own?
With my former, well, at that stage, girlfriend.
What?
You didn't have to say that.
Hang on a second, what?
You could have just said
it. So she's not for him anymore. You're back with her. Did your wife know? Anyway, we didn't beat
you. What about Amsterdam that time?
Good man. Give us 10 players there and rescue the whole situation. Jersey Dudek.
Correct.
Steve Finnan.
Correct. Where else did you go on that trip? Were you off for like 6 months?
Nearly a year.
Oh, right. In between your time at...
Australia, New Zealand, the typical backpacker lifestyle, Thailand.
Good. Did you do any work?
I sold funeral insurance for 3 months in Sydney.
Nice.
Good money.
Great.
Yeah.
Tough sell.
Not a tough sell at all, it turns out.
Steve Finnan.
When.
You're going to land your family in it when you die.
Yeah.
No.
And you're ringing very old people, making them feel guilty about this.
5 months. Right.
And also, you're working for a bank, so you go, all I need is the last 3 digits of your bank account number. The rest of your bank account number is 5748. Like, really, it's not a good thing to do.
But it paid for your trip to Fiji, yeah.
Exactly.
And did you pick up your then girlfriend on the way, had you gone out with her?
I'm not discussing this anymore. I got the worst dose.
Oh! What?
This bit's getting cut. Not that. Anyway.
What? The shits. Come on, rescue it.
Quick, you better, got
you better tell everybody what it is.
It is one.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
For about 3 months, I was sick after it.
Right.
Yeah. Fiji.
A parasite. Come on.
How many have I got?
I love a good semi.
You've got to finin.
Just a reminder.
You've got to see finin.
Dudek Finin. You've got two.
Dudek.
Luis Garcia's three.
Finin. Luis Garcia. Steven Gerrard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, Gerrard, I need to stay on track of actually who was playing.
Oh, Jesus. This is easy. Come on.
Jamie Carragher.
Correct.
Sammy Hupia.
Correct.
Jimmy Traore.
Correct.
Really?
I said Gerrard. Oof. Milan Baros.
Correct.
Harry Kewell.
Injured.
Oh, I'm allowed one.
You're allowed one, yeah.
So, who then played Vladimir Schmitzer?
No!
Or John Arnorisa.
John Arnorisa! Yeah.
He played he
crossed,
wing, didn't he?
Didn't he cross the ball for the Castilla goal?
And who played midfield with Gerrard?
Alonso would have been.
Ah, oh, fuck. Did you rattle
Alonso's
there,
Alonso's not playing.
No?
No. He's injured.
Mascherano.
Who were the two midfielders? Two tall central midfielders.
Didi
Haman.
And Igor Biscan?
Igor Biscan.
Oh, Igor.
Champions League winner, Igor Biscan.
As I tell you, it was a part of my life that I don't have great memories of, you know?
You don't have great memories of?
Well, because I was in Fiji.
And you broke up
with the Jacks.
Question two for you, Phil. Chelsea and Liverpool famously met again in the 2008 semi-finals, but can you tell me who scored the only goal across both legs in the other semi-final? Oh, you see what I did? The bait and switch.
Paul Scholes.
Ah, correct! Screw you, Owen Sheehan.
Well played.
Phil Egan has your measure tonight.
I'd have been confused for about
2-1-0. Nathan's falling apart here. Phil has two, Tommy has one, Nathan has nil. And his mind is lost to us now. He's thinking about far-flung places. A son that he'll never see again. A part of his youth that never existed.
Jesus. Wow.
That colour of the blue water. He's never seen it since.
What colour was the sun?
Same colour sun.
Orange.
It's the same sun all around the world.
God, that education system. Round three. The past disruptors round. Shout out to Virgin Media political correspondent Gavin Riley for sending in the following questions, where we bask in the glory of former GAA powerhouses who haven't won something in a while. Close to Gavin and Tommy's heart. Question three for you, Tommy. Who were the last team not named Dublin or Meath to win the Leinster Football Championship? Bonus point if you can tell me what year. Go on, Gavin, this is easy, especially for Tommy.
What's Meath 04?
Correct. And a bonus point, he's back in the game. Question three for you, Nathan. Who were the last team not
Cheers,
named
Gavin.
Donegal, Tyrone or Monaghan to win the Ulster Football Championship? Bonus point if you can tell me what year. Gavin, you will be allowed back, and Owen isn't here today, so if you want to, you know,
Gavin deserves a seat here somewhere.
I think, well, certainly he could ask, he could write the questions.
Have you ever been at a quiz with him?
It'd be too easy for him.
Really?
What like three counties?
Donegal.
Tyrone or Monaghan. Tell me what year.
So it's either Armagh or Down. Down didn't win the...
You need the bonus point.
Did Down come through the back door in 2010? No, Down haven't won it in a long time. I'm going to say... Armagh.
Correct. But
2008.
Correct.
Ooh, well done.
From the aft seat of his trousers. Question three for you, Phil.
I would have thought it was three.
Who were the last team not named Kilkenny, Galway or Dublin to win the Leinster Hurling Championship? A bonus point, again, if you can tell me, what year did it happen?
Wexford.
Correct.
04.
Correct.
Rory Jacob.
Well, Gavin, they had your number tonight. But good round, thanks for that. What is the score? 4-3-2 is the score. Nathan finally popped his cherry. Round four. The fun-free magic number round. Contestants get 3 points for getting the number exactly correct. If nobody manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points, the second closest gets 1 point. Again, I'm going to state we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and I'm going to have to ask you for your pens once the music ends. If you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of times Ruby Walsh rode the winner in the Cheltenham Gold Cup. Plus the number of senior All-Ireland football medals won by Paul Flynn. Plus the number of times Liverpool have now reached the magical 90 points in a league season in the club's history. Plus the number of goals Lionel Messi has now scored for Barcelona. He's easy tonight. Your 30 seconds expires when Frank Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads.
Can you give the Liverpool question again?
How many times have Liverpool now reached 90 points in a league season in the club's history?
All right, so it's not Premier League, it's Liverpool.
And the last question is, how many goals have he scored for Barcelona?
Yeah.
What's the first question?
Ruby Walsh wrote the winner of the Champions Cup how many times? Hands down. Pens down. What do you got?
I went for 6-10.
Bust.
Damn it, 6-18.
Bust.
6-9.
6-9's correct!
Yes!
Oh no! Oh no!
He is back!
6-9 in the lead.
Oh Nathan. Yes.
Suddenly, no, sorry, you're on 4 now.
No, I got 3 4. Points.
Yeah, but you were on 1 beforehand, pal.
4-3-2.
Oh,
we're
2.
Well, you were, you did. Well done, yeah, well done.
Yeah, okay, so it's
5-4-3.
Oh yes.
Phil's looking a bit perplexed. What did you get wrong, Phil?
I'd say I overwent on Ruby's Gold Cups.
How many Gold
I
Cups?
I went for 3.
He has 2.
2.
Everything else is correct. Ruby Walsh won the Gold Cup twice.
Yeah.
6 All-Ireland senior medals won by Dublin's Paul Flynn.
Yeah.
Liverpool have reached 90 points once in the club's
really?
History. Yeah.
Oh, I changed it the last second.
When they won the leagues, they used to be 2 points back in the day. Like.
Yeah, that's how all they are, Tommy.
Ah, here.
Before you were born. The number of goals Lionel Messi has now scored for Barcelona is 600, as we all know.
Yes.
During the week. 609 was the correct answer. Okay, this last round, we just keep asking questions basically. And no, we don't. We do. We keep asking you questions until you get one wrong and then we move on. You get it minus a point. I'll read the script. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Phil Mitchells from the Phil Egans, it says here. That's
not
harsh.
Much difference.
We've heard that one before.
That's harsh. It's the no theme in particular, ridiculous, easy, rapid fire round. Score you get in the round added to your previous one. There's 40 seconds for everybody to answer the same set of questions. Your incorrect answer also means the deduction of 1 point. Your time starts with an own Sheehan. This is the perfect place.
Yes, of course. This sure, place is sure. The perfect place.
On which horse did Ruby Walsh win the Punchtown Gold Cup?
Ken Boy.
Lynn Cantwell is Ireland's most capped player in what sport?
Rugby.
Who scored Ajax goal on Tuesday?
De Beek.
Who lost the Champions League final 2 seasons ago?
Atletico Madrid.
Phil, in what city did last week's NFL draft take place?
Nashville.
Correct. Name Paul Flynn's club.
Fingallians.
Who lost the Connacht senior football final last year?
Time.
True or false, the under 18 Euros start in Ireland this weekend?
False.
Under 17 is correct. Aaron Ramsey will join what club at the end of the season? Caelan Blade plays what position?
Scrum half.
Philip Doyle was this week named head coach of what women's team? Correct. Which male woman finished 7th in the London Marathon last weekend?
David.
Name the Juventus manager.
Allegri.
Correct.
There we go.
Tommy is a winner from nowhere.
The old me. We're back. A comeback.
What's wrong?
The Allegri. What's that? Really?
What?
Juve Allegri.
No, but
the buzzer gone before you started.
The buzzer not gone.
So we won already. I'd already won.
You
that
won
was
already, already won. You'd already
that was really back. What if I got it wrong, I was back.
Well, 9-7-6.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Oh, if you got Allegri wrong, you would have been saying, oh, no, he started, so he finished.
First crappy quiz in a while and I've won it.
On which horse did Ruby Walsh win the Punchdown Gold Cup? Camboy is correct. Rugby van der Beek is correct. Who lost the Champions League final 2 seasons ago? The answer is Juventus.
I was bloody at it.
In what city?
In Nashville,
the Galleons. Ross Common lost the Connacht senior football final last year. Tommy was right. The under-17s, not the under-18s. Juve, scrum half, Scotland, Sinead Diver, Massimiliano Allegri. Well done. Well done. Lisa O'Neill is our special guest this week on Friday Night Racing alongside Johnny Ward. That's coming up in the next hour. We hope you enjoyed that and that it was safe for broadcast. If not, just blame my buddy here from Fiji. We'll be back after these.